The Yulo Arts Foundation was established in 2000 to develop the visual arts and other creative industries among the nation's youths. And founder of the foundation, Camille Saunders-Mosser, said, "The recent explosive eruption of La Soufrière volcano was an important period in the nation's history which must be documented." She said, as a result of this, they are seeking to showcase the paintings, photography, and other creative works by Vincentians which documented that moment in history.
At the Yulo Arts Center, we are getting ready to organize a show which will happen sometime in July. We haven't quite decided on what date as yet, but we want to have a show about the volcano, when the volcano La Soufrière erupted in April in 2021. We want to have a show around that. We believe that there are a number of people who took pictures or made art around this event.
Mrs. Saunders-Mosser said creators across the country who wish to have their work included in the upcoming exhibition can contact the Yulo Arts Center located at Villa.
We're trying to get people to submit paintings for this show, which will happen in July. As I said before, we haven't decided on what date as yet, but it will be in July. And so we're sending out a call to artists to call the Yulo Arts Center. The number there is 457-4493, and let us know if you're interested so we can start compiling a list of artists who are interested in showing their work in this show. The Yulo Arts Center has a WhatsApp number now, and it's 784-497-7811.
Mrs. Saunders-Mosser said they want to work with everyone who created works focused on the volcanic eruption, but interested people must first contact them to register.
Again, we're looking for artists, people who have created work around the eruption of La Soufrière, and we welcome anyone who is interested in participating in this show, which will take place in July of this year. Also, I want to say that they must call us and give us their contact information so that we can compile a list of people who are interested, because we only have X amount of space, and we need to know how many artists would like to show their work.
Founder of the Yulo Arts Foundation, Camille Saunders-Mosser. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.